Welcome to Any Questions, a podcast about conception, pregnancy, and realistic motherhood. Follow along on my journey as I ask the questions we all have when it comes to getting pregnant, staying pregnant, and becoming parents. I'm not an expert and I have no experience. I'm going through it all just like you. So thanks for being here and let's get into it. Hello and welcome back to Any Questions. Today's episode is all about what to do if you are ready for a kid, you're ready to start trying, you're ready to jump on your fertility journey and your partner is not ready. So this is inspired by a listener who wrote in, and I'm going to share a little bit of what they wrote, but they're saying that they are a fellow future planner. Nice to meet you. Welcome to the club. And they said they're struggling because they are longing to be a mother, but their husband isn't ready for kids yet. He said he's going to be ready in 3 months, and this listener is just feeling very ready and finding it hard to be patient and not feel sad when people ask them if they are pregnant or planning to have kids. So the first thing I want to say here is I hate that people in your life think it's okay to ask you if you are pregnant or planning to have kids. I had kind of hoped as a society we've evolved past that and we understand that fertility journeys and whether or not couples are having kids or are pregnant are not really like public discourse. Like that's not really something you owe to anyone. And it's, a really tricky minefield. You should not be asking people if they're pregnant. You should not be asking them, their plans for children. That can be a really emotionally fraught conversation. It's also just like none of your business. So I hope this isn't something you're getting a lot. Maybe it's just, a couple of close friends or family members or people who know that you do want to have kids and are just curious. But if you are getting that a lot, that sucks. And I hope you can find a way to sort of shut that down. I think there are polite ways to say like, oh, we're not, we'd rather not, like, let's not talk about it. I don't even know how you politely say, hey, it's 2024. We don't freaking do that. But basically, tell them to listen to the first 30 seconds of this podcast or a few minutes here. Because that is, it's rude. You should not be asking people that, ever. Just, just wait until somebody shares with you. There's no need to ask them directly. So I'm sorry that's happening. I hope you are able to kind of shut down those conversations because truly nobody is entitled to that information about your life. I also want to say I'm very sorry you are feeling this way. If you listened to my last episode, I shared that I absolutely understand this feeling of being very impatient and not feeling like you're making any progress. And I get that that can be extremely isolating and painful when you do feel ready and you want to start and you are having some resistance from your partner and you are struggling to be patient and struggling with, some negative emotions around that. That sucks. And I'm so sorry that you were going through that. It's not fun. I will also say, I've got a lot of points here. You say that your partner is, or your husband rather, is, ready to start. He said he'll be ready to start in 3 months. 3 months, in the grand scheme of things, not a long time. That is, I think a lot of times when we hear, oh yeah, I'm ready, but my partner's not yet. It's usually like, oh yeah, he wants like a couple more years. It is not often that we hear this and the waiting time is 3 months. So if this is truly, if your partner is, honest and saying, I want to wait 3 months, that is not a lot of time. Like you're golden. You're pretty much there. But I understand what you're saying in terms of, the feelings, and I get the point. And also for anyone else listening who is in a similar situation, perhaps you have not been given such a short timeline, or perhaps you haven't been given a timeline at all. So I still think this is really worth talking about. So I've got sort of four, categories of tips that I kind of want to share here. So I'll dive into each one a bit deeper, but just sort of big picture. I've got talking to your partner, talking to someone else, things you can do about TTC, and things you can do that are not about TTC. So let's dive into each one. I think the big thing you really want to do is be able to talk to your partner. And you want to ask them, why aren't you ready to have kids, and what is going to change in 3 months that will make you ready? And before you dive into this conversation, I need you to make it very clear to yourself and to your partner that you are not trying to force their hand. You're not interrogating them. You're not trying to pressure them into changing their mind. You are truly coming from a place of curiosity and really wanting to understand what they are saying. you know, why don't you feel ready? Or what, you know, what is it that is going to make you feel ready? What do you anticipate happening? Especially, you know, somebody is saying 3 months, that's, you know, that's not a lot of time. What is going to happen? What is going to change in 90 days from today that is going to make you say, yep, I'm ready to have kids? Because honestly, it might be that they need longer. Like, I apologize, listener, you might not want to hear this, but it might be that 3 months is just the amount of time they thought they could get away with. But really, they're thinking 6, 12, 18 months, you know, they might need longer. It might, you know, 3 months might be a minimum. That might be conservative. That might be the number they thought they could say to you that wouldn't make you upset. because I, you know, thinking again, that 3 months is a very short amount of time. I can't think of something drastic that could change in 90 days that would take someone from being, nope, not ready to start trying to, yep, 100% confident, feeling ready. So I think really sitting down and having this conversation, and again, coming at it from a place of curiosity, of wanting to understand, of wanting to get to know your partner's, you know, thoughts better is very, very helpful. And knowing that the conversation could go the other direction, right? Like, sure, you could have this conversation, you know, you could really dive deep on feelings. Your partner might realize, hey, you know what? I am ready. Let's start. Or they might realize, hey, you know what? 3 months was silly. I need 3 years. Like, I am, you know, very far away from being where I want to be. I say all this by knowing that, you know, you never are truly ready. I think if you talk to any parent, they will tell you they did not feel, you know, 110% ready to become a parent. There was lots they didn't know. There was lots that they were scared about. So, you know, I think knowing that and making sure your partner knows that, that nobody ever feels 100% ready is comforting. I think to know that we're all kind of lost and confused in this whole, you know, fertility parenting journey. But also that maybe there are things that your partner is looking for. Maybe there are really concrete, tangible things that they are looking to, you know, have in their life before they start trying for kids. So maybe they want to, you know, get to a certain position in their job. Maybe they want to, I don't know, buy a house or finish some sort of a project. Maybe it is something very concrete, very tangible that they're like, hey, once I do X, I am ready to have kids. But in most cases, it's probably going to be not so tangible. It's probably going to be more of a feeling. You know, they might just keep telling you, oh, I just, you know, I don't feel ready. I don't know what it is. I don't feel it. And that can be very difficult to deal with, especially if you don't feel the same. Like if you do feel ready and you want to start trying and your partner is just saying, oh, I'm not ready yet. You know, let's wait a little longer. Like, you know, I'm just not sure. I don't know. That is very hard to hear. So I would encourage you to keep these conversations going. This doesn't have to be a one-time conversation. And again, reminding your partner over and over, you know, I'm not trying to judge you. I'm not trying to force you. I am trying to understand. Like, I think it's very important for both of us to be able to talk about our feelings. I want to understand where you're coming from, and I want you to understand where I'm coming from. And I don't want to have to hide. I think that is a big thing, societally, especially in, you know, stereotypical hetero, you know, male-female relationships. It's, oh, the woman wants a kid and she has to hide how much she wants a kid, or like trick her husband into having kids. Or you see this a lot with engagements, right? You know, again, it's usually a very stereotypical boyfriend-girlfriend situation. And it's, oh, the girlfriend is, you know, ready to get engaged. She wants to get married, but the boyfriend is so scared of commitment and he won't do it. So she has to drop hints. She has to leave, you know, an engagement ring flyer on the table, or, you know, talk about weddings, but she can't be direct. You know, she can't just ask for what she wants. She can't ask to have a conversation. She can't talk about the timeline of their relationship. And if she's, you know, scrolling through rings on Pinterest, she has to quickly, you know, hide her screen if her boyfriend walks into the room. All of that is, again, very stereotypical, but, you know, does happen. But it sucks, because if this is a person you are building a life with, who you want to marry, who you want to have kids with, you should be able to be open and be upfront and have these conversations and say, okay, you know, you don't feel ready. I do feel ready and I'm excited about it. And here are, you know, share where you're coming from. Here is why I feel ready. Here are the things, you know, that I am feeling. Here are the things in my life, in our life, that let me know, you know, we are ready for this. Here's why I'm excited. And like, you know, I'm going to do things to continue to be excited. I'm not going to hide my readiness and my excitement from you. You know, obviously, respecting your feelings, again, not trying to pressure you, not trying to rush you, not trying to force you, but also being very true to myself and true to how I feel. And I don't want to have to hide, you know, and cower and not say the word, you know, not say baby, not say pregnancy, because it's going to freak you out. Like, if that is the kind of relationship you're in, where you're scared to even mention it for fear that your partner will go running, I honestly think you might want to evaluate whether or not you want to have a baby with them. Like, that is, I know that sounds really harsh, but I think that's such a huge part of being a successful couple and being successful parents, is being able to have those hard conversations. And this is step one, right? Like, the readiness conversation and being able to be honest about how you're feeling and non-judgmental and hearing how your partner is feeling. All right, my second step here, or tip or whatever, is, so you've talked to your partner, now it might be time to talk to some other people. So the first one, you know, I recommend this all the time, therapy. Absolutely therapy. This is a great place to go with these feelings, especially if you do have some negative feelings, maybe not directed at your partner, but just, you know, negative feelings around the situation. Therapy is a really good place to go and talk that through, to work on it. You know, like I shared in the last episode, patience is a big part of the fertility journey. So therapy is a wonderful place to sort of work through your impatience and to really build up your resources. It might also be helpful for your partner to go to therapy, especially if they are not able to communicate to you why they're not ready. If they just keep saying, oh, I'm not ready. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just, you know, it's a feeling. I don't know. That to me would be a really great opportunity for them to go speak with a therapist and work through, okay, what is the feeling? You know, what are you looking for? What's missing? You know, can we put some words to this feeling so you can communicate with your partner? And maybe that means, you know, they go to therapy, and then after a few sessions, maybe you go together. You can kind of have like a facilitated conversation about where you're at, why you want to wait, or why they want to wait, why you're ready. I think that can be really, really helpful. So if therapy is available to you and to your partner, I would highly, highly encourage it. You could also talk to some friends and family. Obviously, this will depend on whether or not you are sharing your fertility journey with people. That's up to you. You know, you might want to keep things private. Otherwise, there are lots of, you know, online groups and forums where you can be a little bit more anonymous and still get some support, or just hear other people who have different perspectives. I would caution you, you know, as with all things with the internet, you could definitely fall down a rabbit hole here, you know, finding group boards of people who did, I don't know, not great things to convince their partners to have kids or things like that. So definitely, you know, proceed with caution. But if you are looking for other people to talk to, for community, for support, those people are out there. My third, I'm going to call it a tip. Third tip is to do things. There are things you can do to prep for TTC, for trying to conceive. So I actually did an episode way back, episode 54, called How Can I Prep for TTC? And I went through sort of lists of different things that you can do to get ready. If you are not quite at the TTC phase, you're not actually trying to conceive, but you know, you're leading up, you're preparing for it, there are things that you can do. So just quickly kind of going over those, there are physical things, you know, you can go to the doctor, get checked out, make sure everything's looking good. You can continue to eat, you know, really good foods that make you feel nourished. You can start taking a prenatal vitamin. A lot of doctors will recommend you actually start doing that 3 months before you start trying to conceive. So perfect listener, you are in that window. You can learn about your cycle. This is a really, really huge one. If you, you know, aren't super familiar with, your cycle, you know, your, cervical mucus, your, spotting patterns, when your cycle starts, what symptoms you usually feel. This is a really good time to kind of get in tune with your body and figure out what signals it's sending you. This is also a great time to try to lower your stress and increase your sleep. Make sure you're getting really good sleep and you are staying as stress-free as possible. You can, of course, do lots of research. You can read books. You can watch videos and movies and YouTube series. You can listen to podcasts, kind of like this one, or, you know, slightly more educational ones. But you can definitely do a lot of research into, you know, pregnancy and childbirth and parenting and all of that. Again, this one, I will caution, it is so easy to fall down a rabbit hole on all things pregnancy, childbirth, babies, parenting, all of that. I remember, I'm not on Instagram anymore, but when I was following all of these accounts about, like, you know, fertility and pregnancy and childbirth and child rearing and all these things. And I remember saving, you know, post after post with these incredible tips of, like, oh, how to get your kids to, like, eat vegetables, and how to, you know, a gentle parenting tip to deal with tantrums on the playground. And I was reading these things being like, oh my God, what great information. I have to remember this. At this point, we were not even trying to conceive. This was like pre-TTC for us. And here I was saving tips about how to work threw a tantrum on the playground. And that was just so far away from the reality. But in my head, I was like, oh my God, I got to remember that. I got to save that tip. So that was my sign that I was like, whoa, I am way too far down this rabbit hole. Like, I am learning things I do not need to know that are just filling my brain, causing me stress, causing me anxiety. So definitely, you know, if you are someone who is comforted by research and you want to learn more about, you know, what's coming in your journey, great. But do know when to kind of pump the brakes and step back from all of those things. Another thing you can do to help prep for TTC is looking over your finances. So obviously, having a kid is expensive. Even if you, you know, have free healthcare and your fertility journey is relatively short, it's still a big expense to bring a kid into your family. So making sure that you are in a comfortable place financially to do that, and you kind of know what resources are available to you. This could even mean talking about, you know, are you taking a leave from work? Does your work support that? Do you have resources to support that if your work does not? Talking through, you know, things like that with your partner. And that's actually, to sort of piggyback on that point, being able to talk to your partner about these other parts of your life, about your future parenting. So even if they are not ready to start trying yet, are they open to having conversations about, you know, what your future could look like? So being able to talk to them, hey, you know, I know we're not trying to conceive yet, but I'd love to talk about, you know, when we do, you know, start trying, when we do get pregnant, when we do have a kid, you know, I was thinking I'm going to take, you know, 12 weeks off of work. What do you think? Like, would that work with your schedule? And I, speaking from my own experience with my partner, it helps a lot when I sort of preface the conversation of like, hey, I just want to chat. We are not making plans. I'm just kind of brainstorming. I want to see where your head's at. I want to get your input. I want to get your ideas. I'm not going to hold you to anything. This is not firm. Because I think sometimes, I'll just sort of ambush him with a conversation. Like, I'll start talking about, you know, wanting to buy a van and driving across the country, or moving abroad to Spain, or, you know, buying a house on an island, or, you know, I have crazy ideas. And I just sort of come out of nowhere and I jump on these topics and I want to get his opinions. And I think he stresses out a little bit because, first of all, you know, he's completely caught off guard. I'm asking for his opinions and he has no information in front of him. We're usually like out on a walk with the dog, so he can't like, you know, look things up. And I think he struggles because he thinks that I am looking for commitment. Like, I'm looking for him to agree and I'm looking to put these plans into place. But what I'm actually looking for is just like someone to dream with me, someone to brainstorm, someone to, you know, chat about ideas with. So I think setting that precedent for your partner and letting them know like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. Like, I'm looking to just chat through ideas for our future. No pressure, no commitment. We're just chatting is a good way to sort of diffuse the situation, especially if they, you know, they've already shared they're not ready to start trying. You are ready. It can be a little bit scary, you know, for the very next conversation to be like, well, how many weeks parental leave are you going to take? And it's like, whoa, 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 I just told you, I don't want to start trying. So you really do need to kind of preface those conversations with, hey, just thinking about the future, just want to, you know, shoot some ideas around, not a commitment, not pressure, nothing we have to hold each other's to. Let's just, you know, let's just chat, let's just dream. And you can start with fun ones, right? Like, oh, what are some like, you know, what are some fun baby names you like? Or like, oh, what's like, you know, a memory you can't wait to have with our future kid, you know, 10 years from now? Is there, I don't know, like, you know, do you want to bring them to every baseball field or, you know, something like that? You can kind of start from a fun place and then kind of move the conversation into more logistical stuff, like, you know, parental leaves and daycare and things like that. But those are definitely important conversations you do want to be having, you know, before you get to this actually, okay, we're pregnant, okay, we're bringing a kid into the world place. It is really important to talk through things like parental leave and daycare and religion and in-laws and things like that. You want to have these big conversations. All right, my fourth section here is things that you can do that are not about TTC. So as is kind of the beating drum of this podcast, despite me being 80 episodes and many years in, is that as much as trying to conceive and your fertility journey are going to be big parts of your life for, you know, as long as that lasts, don't let it take over your life, especially if you are not starting right away, especially if you have, you know, 3+ months to wait. You don't want this to be your only thing, the only thing you are concerned about, the only thing you are, you know, researching and listening to and looking at, and the only thing that takes up space in your brain. Like, you really do want to have other things. Especially, you know, if you end up on a longer journey, like here I am 2.5 years in, it is very helpful to have other things in your life besides fertility. So now is the perfect time to, you know, invest in your other hobbies, think about other, you know, passion projects, side hustles, whatever, right? Reading, playing soccer, frisbee, traveling the world, gardening, anything else in your life that you can be excited about, that you can have control over, that you can do right now. You don't have to wait, you know, for your partner to be ready. You can just go out there and plant those seeds, whatever it is. And especially things that, you know, that you can do now, and that you might not be able to do as freely when you are pregnant or when you are parenting for a newborn or something like that. So I'm not saying, you know, get out and, you know, get drunk every night or anything like that, but just, you know, the freedom of, hey, like I can call up my friends and go for happy hour and I don't have to find a babysitter first, or I can, whatever it is, right? Like things that would just be slightly more difficult if you are pregnant or parenting, take advantage of the fact that you can still do those things now. Have fun with it, right? Like, you know, hang out with your friends, your family members, even your partner. Like this is the last time in your life when it's just going to be the two of you, right? Like if you are on this route to having a baby, cherish that. Like that's really exciting that this is your time to just be, spouses, to just be partners, to the only other person who means this much to you is in the room right now. Like that's it. It's just the two of you. That's exciting. You know, go out on date nights, do fun things, you know, try new things together, and really like cherish this time because it's the last time it'll just be the two of you. All right. Lastly, I just want to end with this note, and this references my last episode, but truly, 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 fertility is a journey. It is not a race. So if you have to wait 3 months, if you have to wait 3 years, well, I guess 3 years could be a long time, but 3 months, you know, 6 months, 9 months, that is not going to make a big difference in the end. Like you could still be having a baby, you know, later this year, early next year, the year after that, like you are still, you know, on your journey. And it's okay if you have a kid in the fall instead of the summer, or, you know, next winter instead of this winter, like all of that is still going to make sense and is still going to be part of your journey. And like I, you know, shared in the last episode, this is your journey. This is part of your journey. The fact that you are ready right now and your partner is not, is part of your journey. You are not behind. You are not, you know, losing the race by any means. This is just part of the journey that you're on. And I think, you know, I hope that we would all rather be with a partner who is excited about having a baby, who is ready, who is looking forward to it, than, you know, a partner who got pressured into it or feels forced or feels handcuffed. Because I think those things, you know, there are ramifications for that, right? There are consequences that ends up, you see that in a parent who was forced into it. You see it in their parenting. You see it in the partner that they become. If you have to wait 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year to make sure your partner is in a better space, I think that is so, 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 so worth it. The last thing I will leave you with here is that, you know, assuming that this is a partner that you are building a life with and that you want to be with long term, I encourage you to think about it more as, you know, when are we ready to have a baby? When are we as a couple? When are we as a family? When are we as, you know, a unit? When are we ready to grow? When are we ready to have a baby? When are we ready to take that next step? Versus I'm ready, they're not, you know, me versus them. But it's you together, because this is your family, right? This is your team. This is your partner. You are together and you are welcoming this baby into your lives together. So I think it's very helpful to bring it back to that. Not me versus them. My husband sucks. I'm right. He's late. I'm early. You know, but just together. When are we as a couple? When are we as a family going to be ready? What are we going to do, you know, to get to that place? What are we going to do in the meantime before we get to that place? I think it's very, very helpful. And you can phrase it that way to your partner too, right? Like it's not me sitting here, you know, tapping on my watch saying, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. But it's, you know, what are we doing together to feel ready? Do we want to, you know, maybe your partner is open to, do you want to take a class together? Do you want to watch YouTube videos together? Are there questions we need answered? Do we want to go see the doctor? Are there just things we want to do? Is there, you know, I really wanted to backpack across India before I had a kid. Amazing. Let's go do that. Let's make this incredible memory together as a couple and then come back and grow our family, right? Like there's a lot I think you can do separately, obviously, you know, for this journey, but there's also a lot you can do together. And hopefully you're in a partnership where you can have those conversations and make those plans and really feel on the same page together. I think that's what's going to make this, especially listener who wrote in, I think that's what's going to make this feel better for you, is if you feel less alone in it and you feel less against your husband, you know, that you have polarizing views, but if you feel, you know, let's come together, what can we do to feel better about this? What can we do to get ready, or, you know, in the meantime, before we are ready, I think is a really good perspective shift. All right. I hope that was helpful. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, I've got a link in the show notes if you have any episode suggestions, any feedback, any questions, anything you'd like me to talk about. That link is always there. You can remain anonymous. I love to hear from you. It's very cool to me. You know, I can see the numbers of people who listen, but it's always so, warms my heart, puts a smile on my face every time somebody writes in to share part of their story or to, you know, ask a question or whatever it is. So I thank you for doing that. I thank you for listening, and you will hear from me in 2 weeks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Any Questions, a podcast about conception, pregnancy, and realistic motherhood. If you liked hearing from me, I'd really appreciate it if you could do all the things. Follow, subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast with a friend. Even if I wasn't able to answer all of your questions, I hope there's some relief in knowing you're not alone in asking them. Thanks so much for being here.